noble prince. Your secret note of love has won my heart. The castle of my body is yours by right of conquest. Come, let your tongue dive into the moat of my mouth, and let your hands take possession of the ramparts of my plumpies. For I am yours, and yours alone.
And I'm yours.
Ugh, I thought you, your brother.
Randolph the 12th of Saxony and the collapse of the Treaty of Insects, Europe was in disarray. Kingdoms rose and fell. Borders, even languages, changed. Men were killed by their own side and women raped by soldiers of up to 7 different nations every day. The courts of Europe throbbed with activity, and none more so than England.
Yes,
the Swiss are always cowards.
They
bring them in,
bring
arms.
Renounce! The Swiss have invaded France.
Excellent! Wessex, while they're away, take 10,000 troops and pillage Geneva.
But the Swiss are our allies, my lord.
Oh, yes. Get them to dress up as Germans, will you? Chiswick, remind me to send flowers to the King of France in sympathy for the death of his son.
The one you had murdered, my lord.
Yes, that's the fellow.
My lord.
Will you get away from me?
Harry, the gentle art of diplomacy. But you know where the real secret of diplomacy lies, don't you, my boy?
Well, actually, I don't, Father, but I would like to know.
There.
I can't imagine anything of any real interest down there.
Let me explain. What's that for?
Well, a couple of things.
Correct. And one of those things is?
Best not mentioned, really.
Right! And the other is fornication. And without fornication, there is no marriage. And without marriage, there is no diplomacy.
Oh, I see.
Very good. Come on. Let me explain further. You see, my boy, I have decided to ally to a nation most threatening to France. The answer, of course, is physic. Spain. And the best way to cement an alliance, of course, is marriage. Therefore, I have decided that you shall marry the Spanish Infanta.
Oh, congratulations, your
brother. Oh,
actually, I don't think I can.
What? Why not?
Well, I am already engaged.
What? Who to, boy?
Princess Leia of Hungary, and the Grand Duchess Ursula of Brandenburg, and Queen Beowulfa of Iceland, and Countess Caroline of Luxembourg, Bertha of Flanders, Bertha of Brussels, Bernard of Saxe-Coburg, and Jezebel of Staples. No. Sorry, that should be Bertha of Saxe-Coburg. And Jeremy of Istone.
Damn! But if I haven't got a son to marry her, then the whole plan falls apart.
Your Majesty.
Yes?
You do have another son, my lord.
What?
Gone, of course. You're right.
The slimy one. What's his name?
Edmund, my lord.
Yes, Osmond. Osmond can marry me, Infanta! Then, with the Spanish alliance, we can massacre both the Swiss and the French! By dividing their forces into two! Preferably their top halves from their bottom!
Morning, my lord!
Morning, my lord!
Morning.
My God, what's happened to your neck?
Well,
Well, they're love bites.
More like dog bites to me.
Well, yes. Yes, she was a bit of an animal. Oh, yes.
Fight to the death, eh?
Oh, yes. Well, as my tutor old Bubble Face used to say, make love and be merry, for tomorrow you may catch some disgusting skin disease.
Actually, I'd be prepared to swear those were dog bites.
They are not dog bites. She was very attractive.
Yeah, shiny coat, wet nose, clear eyes.
No, Baldrick! It was a woman.
Very off, my lord.
Right. Now that's sorted out. Percy, what are we up to today?
Well, my lord, first I thought that you and I might get out of prisoners. And actually, I think Baldrick may have a point there. They do look rather like dog bites.
Yes, yes, all right. They're dog bites. I got bitten by a dog. A woman pushed me up around her because she thought I was so hideously ugly. And I got ravaged by a rabid dog. Does that satisfy you?
Yes, my lord, yes.
Good. Excellent. Good. Right. Yes, Percy, you were saying?
Right, my lord. Well, I thought that we might say it wasn't a woman.
No, it was a dog. It was a dog. It was a bloody great dog.
Right, my lord. Of course, Harry gets all the women, doesn't he?
Shut up. I never want to hear women mentioned in my company again.
What about dogs?
Or dogs. Shut up. I never want to see a woman again. If any woman wants to talk to me, you can warn her. The black adder is a venomous reptile, and women are his prey. Enter! Unless you're a woman, in which case, prepare to be thrown out of the window. Bring your dog.
My lord, I bring a message.
Yes, obviously. You're a messenger.
You are engaged to be married to the Infanta Maria of Spain. My lord, I bring a message. You are engaged.
Yes. Now, come, get out. Look, get out. Out. Well, boys, did you hear that?
No.
I am to marry the Infanta of Spain.
Yes, my lord. Shall I go and tell her?
What?
The black adder is a venomous reptile.
No. This is no ordinary woman, Percy. This is a beautiful royal princess. Just imagine what the Spanish Infanta must be like.
Oh. Ah, bienvenido a nuestro castillo. Espero que encuentre los desagües a su satisfacción.
In Spanish, it means welcome to our castle. I hope you find the drains to your satisfaction.
Well, here you are. I've jotted it down for you. Should help you break the ice with the Infanta. Oh, by the way, I don't think you know the Countess Caroline of Luxembourg.
No. How do you do, young lady?
Well, good luck. Bienvenue à notre château, Caroline.
Luxembourg.
My God, have you ever seen anyone so obviously seething with jealousy?
No, I haven't.
Seed. If he goes on seething like that much longer, he'll turn into a seed.
Baldrick, what are you talking about?
My lord.
Yes, what is it?
You know, they do say that the Infanta's eyes are more beautiful than the famous Stone of Galveston.
Hmm. What?
The famous Stone of Galveston, my lord.
And what's that exactly?
Well, it's a famous blue stone. And it comes from Galveston.
And what about it?
Well, my lord, the Infanta's eyes are bluer than it for a start.
I see. And have you ever seen this stone?
No, not that such, my lord, but I know a couple of people who have, and they say it's very, very blue indeed.
And have these people seen the Infanta's eyes?
Yes, no, I shouldn't think so, my lord.
And neither have you, presumably.
No, my lord.
So what you're telling me, Percy, is that something you have never seen is slightly less blue than something else you have never seen.
Yes, my lord.
Percy, in the end, you were about as much used to me as a groom in the film. And a picture with which you must be familiar. Never actually having had a braid.
Hello.
Hello. Here I am, awaiting the arrival of the most beautiful, ravishing...
Hello!
Leave me alone, will you? I'm trying to talk to someone. While you're whittering away like a pox-ridden moorhen...
You are the true love of my life, my love, my love.
What? Someone
you are the only one for me. I merely want to hug and kiss you.
What? No one told me you had a beard.
It must be Jeremy of Estonia.
That's the very, very...
I like Fanta.
Well, absolutely. What?
I have waited for this moment all of my life. Your nose is smaller than I expected.
I have suffered no similar disappointment.
Amor mio.
My love, my love.
Me gustan tus labios.
Your lips, I like.
Lo que me interesa.
It is the rest of your body I wish to find out more about.
News.
What?
The Spanish Infanta has arrived.
Ah, good news. Soon we will have Spain in our grip.
My lord, news.
What?
The King of France sends his greetings.
Ah, good news. My diplomacy triumphs.
My lord, no.
What?
Lord Wessex is dead.
Ah! This news is not so good.
Pardon, my lord?
I like it not. Bring me some other news.
Pardon, my lord?
I like not this news. Bring me some other news.
Yes, my lord. No.
What?
Lord Wessex is not dead.
Ah! Good news! Let there be joy and celebration. Let jubilation reign.
Yes, my lord.
Oh, yes. And tell Osmond that to further strengthen ties with Spain, he marries tomorrow.
Yes, my lord.
Is it? Dress horses?
My God! In 24 hours, I'll be married to a walrus. Knock her out, you know. Well, you may be right. But that should hold her for at least a minute.
Wait a moment, my lord. I think I may have a plan to get you out of this marriage.
Yes, but it's a stupid plan, Percy. Let's face it.
Oh, well, yes. Yes, maybe you're right.
But tell me what it is anyway.
No. Actually, I don't think I'll bother, my lord.
Oh, please, please, tell me what your plan is. Please tell me. Please tell me.
All right. I go along to the Infanta's room and tell her that you've gone mad. She comes to the door and you meet her disguised as a little pig. This is becoming. Instead of saying oink, oink, you say moo. Then... well, then she'll know you're mad and leave. Oh.
You might pass here from the bottom.
My lord. What? I also have a plan.
Yes?
Why not make her think you prefer the company of men?
Well, I do, Baldrick, I do.
No, no, my lord. I mean, the intimate company of men.
You don't mean like the Earl of Doncaster?
I mean just like the Earl of Doncaster.
That great radish, that steaming great left footer. The Earl of Doncaster, Baldrick, has been riding side saddle since he was 17.
I would marry the Earl of Doncaster.
But no one would... Brit! No one would marry the Earl of Doncaster. Except perhaps the Duke of Beaufort.
What are we going to do?
Well, first we've got to get you looking right. We just need to drape something effeminate around your shoulders.
Either of the Beaufort twins should do.
Right. Perfect. Now, all you need to do is practice with Percy. Presentation, my lord. You stand over here. And, my lord, just there. Right, now, Percy, Lord Edmund is going to try and make himself attractive to you.
Attractive?
You know, like the Earl of Doncaster.
Good lord. Well, fair enough.
No, you act normal. I'm the Earl of Doncaster.
It's me.
Right.
Go. Impossible, I can't do this.
Never mind, I've got a couple more things might help.
Oh, Percy, what am I going to do?
Well, perhaps we could try and strike up a conversation.
Right. Hello there.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. Have you heard? Prince Edmund's going to marry the Spanish Infanta. Very dumb, well, isn't it? Anyone who says that?
Yes, that's the kind of thing.
Look out. Here she comes.
Morning, Doncaster. Is it? Take this to the Queen of Naples.
What is it, my lord?
The King of Naples.
Read it,
Edmund. Right, quick. Oh, my God.
Ah, some lark for the stag party, what?
Yes, that's right.
I don't think you've met the Grand Duchess Ursula of Brandenburg.
No. How do you do, Ursula?
I wanted to have a word with you about my speech at the wedding feast. I thought perhaps I'd go for a fruit motif.
Yes.
Something like, it is with extraordinary pleasure that we welcome you. May you be the apple of your husband's eye. And may he, in turn, cherish you. Cherish, you see. Even though it's an oranged marriage. What do you think, eh?
Brilliant. Quite brilliant.
Yes, I thought it was rather good. I'm hoping to squeeze in a banana by the end of the day. Willkommen.
Okay, my lord.
Is it?
Oh, Mother, for Christ's sakes, what do you want?
Nothing.
But
it's working. Te abbraccio e te amo totalmente.
Oh, I embrace and love you utterly.
What? Que tú a disfrutas como un español para complacerme.
Oh, what a love this must be that you dress like a Spanish man to delight me.
Que amor.
Oh, what a love.
Corbin, you fool.
Look at the two lovebirds.
One lovebird and one love elephant.
It's almost as if they were married already.
What do you say?
It's almost as if you were married already.
That's what I thought you said.
Boy,
what's my last word?
I think I have another bit.
it's only for a couple of days.
Ah, yes, that's true. Come on, hurry up, Father.
Yes, very well. We are gathered here, O gracious Lord, to bear witness, at very short notice, to the marriage of these two God-fearing Christians, Edmund, Duke of Edinburgh, and Tully Applebottom. That's right.
Right. Whoever would have thought it? The Duke of Edinburgh, consumed with passion, whisks away little Tommy.
Come on, get up with it, Father.
Yes, very well. Are you Edmund, Duke of Edinburgh?
No, I'm a bowl of soup.
And are you Miss Tully Applebottom?
Mrs.
Well, never mind. Get on with it, Father. Come on.
Yes, but surely...
Look, the church is never going to progress if it isn't just a bit adaptable.
Yes, but this is most unusual.
Well, then, mind you, hasn't the church always dealt with the unusual, and the miracle with the fishes, for example? We continue. So, no one knows any cause or just impediment why these persons may not be joined together in holy matrimony.
No.
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 No. Yes.
You are
Mr. Applebottom.
You are the father of the bride.
No, I'm the husband of the bride.
Oh, this is my husband, Thomas. Thomas. This is my fiancé, the Duke of Edinburgh. Prince Edmund, this is Thomas. Thomas, this is Father O...
Smith, I called about the ducking stool, Father.
I was just wondering whether I could possibly have a temporary arrangement with your good lady. I only need her for a very short stint.
Yes!
Look, you stupid peasant, all I want to do is marry your wife.
Yes!
That was the Duke of Edinburgh, you know.
No. That would be the Earl of Doncaster.
Esto es a bien.
Well, this is nice.
Are we to talk with the cosas de mujeres?
To have a little talk about a lady's face.
Oh, los dos solas.
Just the two of us.
Señora, hábleme de los hombres ingleses.
So tell me, Mrs. Queen, about Englishmen.
Well, they spend most of their time with animals, you know, and with other men. But, oh, when they do come to the women, they only want one thing.
Okay.
And what is that?
Well, it's a kind of pudding made with bread and butter and gravy. And, of course, the other thing...
Que el otro. Que el otro.
And what is the other thing?
Oh, well... Custard?
The crema?
Edmundo, che tales?
Now, Edmund, what's he like?
Well, I told you, this pudding. No.
In la cama.
Now, what's he like? In bed.
Well, in bed, he likes hot milk with just a little cup of cinnamon.
No. What is he like?
Well, it's like a little rabbit, really.
Mamma, mamma, quanto le quiero!
Oh, mommy, how much I love him!
I would never have believed that my stag party would be like this. The most depressing night of my life.
Well, my lord, at least you can take solace from one thing.
What's that?
Be pretty sure your wife's a virgin.
At least there are no living witnesses to the contrary.
If she wasn't, we might still stand a chance. Officially, you've still got to be a virgin.
Right.
What, my lord?
No.
Yes! Yes! it. If there was any other way, you know I'd take it.
But I'll die in there.
Don't worry. We'll give you a hero's funeral. Bury you at sea. Say you died in combat with an enemy vessel. There we are. Go on, in you go. Little boy with big job to do. Get the king.
Infanta. Infanta.
Edmondo? Edmondo, amor mio.
Oh, Edmond, my love.
My lord, your majesty.
What?
I bring the gravest of news.
What? Have our armies on the Rhine been slaughtered to a man? And their heads cut off? And melted cheese poured down their nostrils in the traditional Swiss manner?
No, my lord.
Non te detengas, mio sapiente.
Don't hold back, please, my little one.
Look at the news of a Russian royal family mistaken for bison due to their excessive winter clothing and hunted down, chopped to pieces, and eaten as little sweets by Mongolian bandits.
No, my lord.
No!
Securo!
Well, what then?
My lord.
The Spanish Infanta is not a virgin.
Oh. Oh, yes, I know that. Her uncle told me.
Again, please.
We took 500 off the dowry because of it.
But I thought...
Only one of you has to be a virgin. Anything else?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together here in the sight of our Lord to witness the marriage of two God-fearing Christian. Are you Edmund, Duke of Edinburgh?
Yes, I am.
And are you Maria Escalosa Fiona Infanta?
Si, si, date prisa, stupido. Deja que mis voluminosas musas te abracen.
Yes, you stupid person, hurry up. I wish to entwine him again in my broad thighs.
Marriage is an holy state conceived by God. If any man here knows just
dear
cause,
Lord,
why they may
help
not
me
be
now.
Married, let him speak now or forever hold his peace.
Now's your chance.
So be it.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Come on! Do you, Edward Plantagenet?
You said Edward Plantagenet.
Oh, shut up!
Silencio.
You've been all awful with it, right? To have and to hold, to cherish and to delight, to chastise and to beat until death.
Yeah, until death do you pass. Speak up! Can't hear a thing back here!
I do.
Still can't hear!
I do!
Do you, Maria Escalosa Infanta? Take Edmund Plantagenet to be your lover.
Yes.
Oh, no! I then pronounce you...
Stop!
Christ!
I bring absolutely unbelievable news that must halt the wedding.
What? Have the Swiss and French made sudden peace with each other at a mountain pass rendezvous, then forged the clandestine alliance with Spain, thus leaving us without friends in Europe, unless by chance we make an immediate pact with Hungary?
Yes.
As I thought. Are there any Hungarian princesses in the parcel?
Oh, yes, Father. I think I've got one. Yes, Princess Leia of Hungary.
What's she like?
Leia is young and beautiful. Her eyes are like opals and her hair a cascade of perfect chestnut.
Oh, well, that sounds all right, doesn't it?
Get perfect! Get perfect!
Excuse me, what is happening, please?
Call her into the court!
And also that great Spanish dumpling there. Get her out of my sight at once, or I'll eat her. Where is Princess Leia? Good. Edmund, is your new wife?
Hello, Edmund. Are we getting married now?
Yes, I believe we are. To leave all his friends and go to live in a land far away where the elves and the fairies would look after him until the day that he died.
Oh, that was lovely, Edmund. What a happy story. Is it time to put the light out?
Yes, my dear, I think it is. Yeah, it must be at least 6 o'clock.
The sound of hoofbeats cross the glade. Good folk, lock up your son and daughter. Beware the deadly flashing blade.